You're with SBS Radio.
Mr Morrison has started the new year flagging potential new powers to allow a state of emergency to be declared in the light of crises such as the bushfires. Mr Morrison says he wants more clarity about issues such as when defence forces can be used and what constitutional and legal changes should be required to allow the declaration of a national state of emergency. The defence force involvement in supporting bushfire efforts was bolstered within a few weeks from 900 personnel in December to over 6,500 in January, with the federal government acting without a request from the states, but with the approval of Governor-General David Hurley. Mr Morrison says it was the right move.
I thank the states for their cooperation with this decision and stress again that it was not made because of any questioning of state efforts or preparedness. In practical terms, this meant our defence forces were no longer waiting for specific requests for assistance, but they mobilised and moved forward into disaster-affected areas at their own initiatives, integrating, wherever possible, with local authorities to render the assistance where they could.
Mr Morrison has told the National Press Club there is a community expectation that the federal government should allow defence forces to react to large-scale fire events. In his speech, he's proposed legal changes while assuring states and territories the defence response to this season's bushfires wasn't because of a lack of trust for local crews. The opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, says the current system doesn't need changing, but the Prime Minister does need to show improved leadership.
I frankly was somewhat stunned to see Scott Morrison's address to the National Press Club say essentially that he was going to take action where action is not necessary.
Mr Morrison also used his speech to outline how his government will respond to community concerns about climate change, but appeared to focus on recovery and resilience rather than any changes to climate policy.
Commonwealth Government's investment through the National Bushfire Recovery Agency will be in assets that are built to last, built to resist, built to survive longer, hotter, drier summers, building back better for the future. Now, we also acknowledge the need to take action to reduce global emissions to mitigate the risk of climate change. It's not in dispute. Of course, we know that Australia on its own cannot control the world's climate, as Australia accounts for just 1.3% of global emissions. We also know that no fire event can be attributed to the actions of any one country on emissions reduction. But Australia must play its part, and we are playing our part.
Federal Parliament will resume next week with a day of reflection on the bushfires scheduled for February the 4th. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.